Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
I'm Lance Brown, a proud dad and dairy farmer. Did you know that my family drinks the same milk that your family does? That's why you can feel confident that milk and other dairy foods are safe and healthy for you and your family. Dairy farmers are committed to taking care of their cows to provide you with wholesome dairy foods. To learn more about local dairy farm families like mine, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Purple Wave is conducting a retirement auction for Lebeda Farms of Ponca City, Oklahoma that will end on March 20th. Place your bids on John Deere tractors, combines, headers and an air seeder, a Shaben pull-behind sprayer, Kenzie planter, heavy trucks, tillage implements and more. Bidding is open now and we'll sell each item to the highest bidder without a reserve or minimum bid on Wednesday, March 20th, beginning at 1 p.m. Don't wait. Visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Today is the last day to enroll in crop insurance for your spring planted crops. So is Scott Bully with Superior Crop Insurance.
That's correct. We are looking at March 15 as the deadline for producers to decide what coverage level, what type of coverage that they would like to have for their spring planted row crops here in Oklahoma.
As far as that decision is to be made, a lot of farmers have maybe got their mind made up as far as which spring crop they may actually raise. Others are still kind of in flux a little bit. You've got some flexibility on what they can actually put on the documents, right?
That's correct. You can put corn, soybeans, milo. In some counties, you could add sesame to that. Maybe you don't plant all those crops. Maybe you're just going to plant one of them or two of them. But you can have those other crops there as a fallback or a fail-safe to if you get into a wet period or a dry period or the conditions are not right to plant one crop, you can roll over and plant the other commodity and still have crop insurance coverage and that protection.
Today is also decision day if you're a wheat producer and you're wanting to graze out or hay out or cut for silage some of your wheat acres. Scott Bulling says make that declaration to your insurance agent and you'll save on your premium.
I think it's one that's pretty important for producers this year, particularly with given the low wheat prices that we've got. It's called short rating, and that is to allow a producer out of their crop insurance obligation on acres that they do not intend to harvest. And in return, then they would get a 60% reduction of their premium.
If you're not absolutely certain, check with your crop insurance agent today. It's the deadline on both of these decisions. At the Oklahoma State Legislature, deadline week, it had to pass out of either the House or the Senate for a measure to stay alive for the remainder of the session. Steve Thompson with Oklahoma Farm Bureau says, we started with huge numbers to try to consider, and now we're starting to get down to more manageable numbers for final consideration in the next few weeks.
Yeah, this is a really critical juncture for reanalyzing the playing field because, you know, we started in January and February with around 2,800 pieces of legislation, which is really a huge amount. After the first committee deadline, midway through, we narrowed that gap to about 1,000 bills. So that allowed us to get a little better handle. But, you know, 1,000 is still a pretty big number, and I think we're going to be cutting that down pretty heavily after the dust clears this week and several things have stalled out. And so this break now gives us a chance over the weekend to take a deep dive into what's left.
Farm Bureau's Steve Thompson. You've got farm news on Ron.
ITC Great Plains is your energy superhighway and holds transmission-only utility status in Oklahoma with authority to construct, own, operate, and maintain a regulated high-voltage transmission system. ITC Great Plains is a good neighbor and proud to be a part of the 2019 Youth Expo, the world's largest junior livestock show. Be watching for and listening to coverage of the Oklahoma Youth Expo on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. Powered by ITC, your energy superhighway.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.